USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump jumped back onto the campaign trail with a rally before thousands of supporters in Tulsa, Oklahoma, taking a shot at Joe Biden and those who are criticizing his job.
Do you want to bow before the left-wing mob? Or do you want to stand up tall and proud as Americans?
In his first rally in months, coming amid prolonged concerns about the coronavirus pandemic and a nationwide outcry in racial injustice, the president also spoke about how upset he was about monuments around the country being torn down.
This cruel campaign of censorship and exclusion violates everything we hold dear as Americans. They want to demolish our heritage so they can impose their new oppressive regime in its place. They want to defund and dissolve our police departments. Think of that.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An unprecedented number of U.S. companies are now giving employees off for Juneteenth, raising the hopes that the day commemorating the end of slavery could someday become a true national holiday. The momentum could hinge, however, on what the country's largest employer, the federal government, does in joining the trend. This date, June 19th, is not yet a federal holiday, and many non-black Americans have only recently become aware of the day. More than 460 major companies, including Nike, Twitter, and Lyft, have committed to observing Juneteenth, with the majority offering a paid day off, according to Hella Creative, a group of black creative professionals in the San Francisco Bay Area that launched an initiative to galvanize support for making the day an official holiday. Attorney General William Barr announced the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York will be stepping down, but Jeffrey Berman said in a statement he has not resigned. Berman oversaw the investigation into Michael Cohen, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, who pled guilty in November 2018 to lying to Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Millions of people are celebrating fatherhood today, and USA's Wendy King takes a look back on how it began.
Millions of American fathers will be honored and celebrated on Sunday, but Friday marks 110 years since it was first observed in the United States. The first but unofficial celebration was held for the first time at a YMCA in Spokane, Washington, on June 19, 1910, after a campaign by a 28-year-old resident, Sonora Smart Dodd, for the city to institute a holiday honoring fathers. She first conceived of the idea during a Mother's Day sermon earlier that year. She's known as the mother of Father's Day. Her and her five siblings were raised by a single father. After their mother died in childbirth, Dodd asked the city of Spokane to recognize the event on her father's birthday, June 5th. City officials, however, moved it back to June 19th to allow pastors time to prepare the sermons. Father's Day celebrations then spread to other parts of the Pacific Northwest, with Portland, Oregon also suggesting the holiday in 1911. In 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation to recognize Father's Day, and then, in 1972, President Richard Nixon made it a permanent national holiday when he signed the proclamation into law.
Thanks, Wendy. And as the proud father of two wonderful children, I wish you and yours a happy Father's Day. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.